This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I started in the 1991 season, so this is my 27th year and 28th season with them.
That's a long time.
It's a very long time. We were all very young back then.
What happened?
We got old, unfortunately.
Here we have Ron Chisholm, who lives in Charlotte, but is a longtime visitor to Wilmington as a guest director and choreographer for Opera House Theater Company. His latest show is Smokey Joe's Cafe.
It is a musical review, so there is no spoken dialogue, and it is the songs of Stoller and Lieber, who had their first hit with You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog in 1952, and they continued to have hits all the way through the 80s. Quite a remarkable songwriting team, including Jailhouse Rock and To Stand By Me and To Pearl's a Singer. They have quite a catalog of songs, and this show deals with the probably people who put the show together, their 42 best songs that they liked from the show. So it's presented, I did it a little bit different. It's traditionally done with five guys and four girls. I have five girls and eight guys doing the show. So I've attempted to bring a little larger production value to some of the group numbers, just so that there's a different presentation of it. Smokey Joe's just reopened off-Broadway about a month ago. They revived it up in New York.
Smokey Joe's Cafe opened in 1995 on Broadway and is the longest-running musical revue in Broadway history. It's not just the music that keeps this show going. There's also the dancing. What are you like as a choreographer?
I'm very picky in style of the period and what the intent is of what the movement should be. So many of the songs were done by groups, the Temptations and the Shirelles and some of those girl groups and the guy groups. It's their movement that wasn't just step touching. Their movement all gave a reason to the story they're telling. And what I like about this show and these composers in particular and songwriters is all of these songs tell a story from beginning to end. And that's a strong point to get across. They have a beginning, a middle, and an end, just like a book. The audience hears them again for the first time and goes, oh, yeah, I remember what that's about now, even though we all know the chorus to all these songs.
What are some of your favorite pieces in it?
I like On Broadway, iconic song. I'm ending the act with it. It traditionally doesn't end with it. And I added Girls to it. It is one of the two huge production numbers that everybody in the entire cast, all 13, are on stage dancing and singing.
Say the neon lights are bright on Broadway, on Broadway.
What's the other one?
I also like the gospel song Saved.
I used to smoke, I used to drink, I used to smoke, drink, and that's a hoochie coo. I used to smoke.
Starts out with a D.W. Washburn, that's a takeoff on a vaudeville skit with a bum, and then it goes into Saved, which is a huge gospel number. That's the other number that has all 13 of them having to move and dance and sing harmonies at the same time. Yeah, we have an incredible band. Our drummer, Tim, played within the pit for 14 years for us and moved to Asheville and he came back to play this show. The drum just goes for the beat and that's the tempo they fly at. An incredible percussionist section to get the full sound, the pop sound of the different time periods, which is nice. Sheila Hardison playing three different saxophones for the three different sounds of the time period. Just to come hear the music, it's amazing, you know, to hear it live.
Smokey Joe's Cafe, directed by Ron Chisholm, runs weekends through July 22nd at Thalian Hall. Find details and photos at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.